I'm Andrew Schneider, broadcasting from the State Track and Field Meet in Des Moines. This coverage brought to you by Pella Fiber. Every home gets a gig. Join today at PellaFiber.com and Pella Cooperative Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, here with the 4x8 relay from Pella, who just finished 14th, had a season PR by 12 seconds. Abby Teagarden, Maddie Schmitz, Abby Bogards, and Macy Schrader. First of all, Abby, I'll start with you. I imagine it feels good. You look a little exhausted, but I imagine a PR feels good and just to run your best up here at State.
Yes, it does. I am so proud of these girls, and I'm so glad we got to run a PR for our last meet this season, and I'm really proud on the way we finished.
Maddie, I've been talking to you a lot about everything, from flags to all the above, but you've had a great track season so far. What does it mean to be able to perform with these girls so well up here at State?
It means the world to be able to perform with these ladies. We had a little bit of a last-minute switch, but I knew coming into this with these three women, like, we were going to go out and do something.
Well, and Abby coming in, you guys ran a great race considering the heat back at Bondurant a week ago. How did you feel today out there?
Definitely battling the heat has been really hard. So coming out here in the shade with just a little bit of wind but not enough to feel anything was nice and definitely pushed us to do our best today.
And Macy, you had a great district meet and you're trying to carry that over here. How did you feel out there and what's it like to be at this Blue Oval?
It's honestly amazing. There's hardly any words to describe the feeling you get. And to run up these girls on this track is just amazing. It's pretty cool.
Well, the weekend is just starting, Abby. And obviously you guys are all underclassmen trying to get a ton of experience up here and keep beating PRs. Your thoughts about what the rest of the team needs to do this weekend to kind of keep things going, knowing you have some seniors you want to send off well, but also a lot of you that are going to be coming back, hopefully.
Yes, we just need to push hard and finish hard here. We'll have years to come, and I just want to finish this meet great.
Well, Maddie, you're no stranger here. Your older brother, Tony, ran for many years. What's it like to carry on that family legacy, and how do you hope to see this team finish this weekend?
It's pretty awesome. I really hope that this team does well and that they're confident with how they do, and seeing how things have been going so far, it seems like we're doing that.
And Abby, you're one of the most improved middle-distance runners on this team. I imagine this is only going to push you going forward.
Yeah, for sure. Coming into the season, I was not expecting my times to drop like they did, but I'm super excited, and I'm hoping that I can work hard as a team and keep going next year, too.
And Macy, your weekend's not over yet. You've got the Open 8 yet. Your thoughts about some of the events coming up and what you need to do to be ready to compete, knowing that you've raced against some of these girls now in this 4x8?
Well, honestly, I'm really excited. We need to work together as a team, stay focused, stay concentrated on our goals, because we set goals, and we want to accomplish them. And even next year, looking forward to all that.
The Pella Girls 4x8 Relay, congratulations on a great race, ladies. Good to see you up here at the Blue Oval. This report is brought to you by Van Manen, Seatstra, Meyer, and Nickel. Save time and gain peace of mind at Pella Regional Health Center with healthcare and healing services with Christian compassion. As you can hear, I'm on the infield at Drake Stadium. The 4x8 Knoxville boys and the Pella boys are contending for a state championship. Brandon Fisher in third going into the finals in discus. A lot of fun being had here for the Dutch so far and our area athletes at the State Track and Field Meet. I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS. It's rolling.